This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Donald Trump was indicted on Tuesday for his wide-ranging efforts to overturn the 2020 election, special counsel Jack Smith.
An indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
It's the third time in 4 months that the former U.S. president has been criminally charged, even as he campaigns to regain the presidency next year. The four-count indictment alleges Trump conspired to defraud the U.S. by preventing Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's victory and to deprive voters of their right to a fair election.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6th, 2021, was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies. Lies by the defendant targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government, the nation's process of collecting, counting, and certifying the results of the presidential election.
Trump was ordered to make an initial appearance in Washington federal court on Thursday. A French military transport plane carrying Europeans has departed Niger in the first such evacuation flight since mutinous soldiers ousted the country's democratically elected president nearly a week ago and shut its borders. France, Italy, and Spain all announced evacuations from Niger for their citizens and other European nationals. The decision comes during a deepening crisis sparked by the coup last week against Niger's democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum. This is VOA News. Nigerian labor unions held meetings with the government Tuesday to discuss the removal of fuel subsidies that have led to increases in fuel prices and the threat of strikes. The meetings come a day after the president announced a $650 million financial package to assist households hurt by economic reforms. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
During a televised address, President Bola Tinubu defended his decision to scrap the fuel subsidies, saying it only benefited a few so-called elites. Tinubu said he was aware of the hardships that the decision caused citizens and promised his government was working to help. The latest measures announced by the president include allocations for a review of the minimum wage, support for micro, small, and medium-scale enterprises, and the purchase of 3,000 gas-powered buses to reduce the high cost of transportation. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Myanmar's military-led government has reduced the prison sentences of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a clemency connected to a religious holiday in the Buddhist-majority country. But the 78-year-old Suu Kyi still must serve a total of 27 years out of the 33 she originally received. State broadcaster MRTV reported on Tuesday the head of Myanmar's military council, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, granted to reduce Suu Kyi's sentences in 5 cases in which she was convicted of violating coronavirus restrictions, illegally importing and possessing walkie-talkies, and sedition. Russian authorities have accused Kyiv of yet another drone attack on Moscow and its surroundings. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Russian Defense Ministry said that it has shot down 2 Ukrainian drones outside Moscow and jammed another. The jammed drone crashed into a skyscraper in the Moscow City Business District, the same building that was damaged in a similar attack a few days earlier. Russian officials have claimed that the intensified attacks on the capital region reflect failures in Ukraine's counteroffensive. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said over the weekend that the war is gradually coming back to Russian territory, but he stopped short of taking responsibility for the attacks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Recapping our top story, Donald Trump was indicted on Tuesday for his wide-ranging efforts to overturn the 2020 election. It's the third time in 4 months the former U.S. president has been criminally charged, even as he campaigns to regain the presidency next year. The four-count indictment alleges Trump conspired to defraud the U.S. by preventing Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's victory and to deprive voters of their right to a fair election. I'm Joe Ramsey.